And so as you find that way for your body to be the most comfortable, whether you're upright or stretched out, allow your eyes to close. And let's first just do a little appreciation for our normal, natural rhythm of breathing. Just appreciating how that gentle air does move in and out of the body. Just appreciating that. And then let's take a big, deep, cleansing breath in and release. Letting it go. And then let's take a second big, deep, cleansing breath in and release. And then a third big, deep, cleansing breath in, way down deep from those abs, and release. For those three big, deep breaths now, just begin to set in motion the comforting. And whether you've allowed your eyes to close or you're continuing to allow your eyes to be open, that's just fine. At some point, you might find that with eyes closed, it becomes more easy, more effortless to imagine and visualize. And then just bring your attention to right around the crown of your head. And invite and allow a kind of nurturing sensation that circles around the crown of your head and gently spills down over your forehead, your eyelids, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles releasing as you let go. Each breath drifting deeper. Across the back of the head and down. Down into the tiny neck muscles. Releasing. Each breath helps you to become more comfortable, more calm. As this sensation of comfort flows in and around all through those shoulder muscles, tissues, fibers. As though some warm hands are placed there, allowing more flexibility, and your shoulders begin to release even more. And as you drift deeper and deeper, this sensation of comfort connected to that nurturing feeling flows down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers. Release now as you comfort even more. Each breath taking you deeper. And just imagine that this comfort sensation can flow into your chest, all around and all through, into every nook and cranny of you, bringing you more comfort, more nurturing, more of that tenderness, and circling around across the upper back, comforting those muscles, tissues, fibers there. Circling around again through your solar plexus, that midsection of you, that body-mind communication center. Circling around through your middle back, releasing, each breath taking you deeper. And the deeper you go, the more comfortably calm you become. And the more comfortably calm you become, the deeper you go. and this sensation of nurturing comfort circles around across through hip and abs and hip again, bringing more release and comfort there. And then all around through that lower back area, all the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. And from around those hips, down through thighs, in through knees, down through the calves, into the ankles, the heels, out through the feet and out through the toes. And let's take one more now, one more nice, big, deep cleansing breath in as you release and let go. And just drifting now, because it appears that perhaps there's been a lot going on lately. You might have felt a little pulled this way and that with all the issues and stresses and concerns. And you know, the truth is nobody can handle a bunch. So now it's just time to let it all go now. Just let it all go. Allow yourself the feeling of more comfort, more relaxation. And let's create a little opportunity for you to clear your mind now. So that if we were to open the door of your imagination a little wider, to include an image of pure, positive energy, as though like a river flowing through your life, it is ever present, golden and wide it flows, pouring forth with ever constant, pure, positive energy. How about connecting with that right now? Visualize and imagine it like it just stretches out before you, as though just stepping into it and walking along, feeling its strength and the pure, positive, vibrational energy of this golden experience. And you know, it's been said that once stepping into it, the pure positive energy, it also follows you and flows with you anywhere and everywhere you go. Well, what would it seem like to imagine and visualize a day filled with walking in the golden energy path, or driving in the golden energy path, being alone or with others in the golden energy path? For is it not only comfortable and relaxing, but it is also strengthening, assuring, confidence building. And sometimes you might just like to float in this golden, pure, positive energy path, like right now. And because of its rejuvenating qualities, It cleanses and clears. Every breath that you take, becoming more and more comfortably relaxed, more and more comfortably calm. Like floating in a little boat down the pure positive energy stream. And as you go, as though to drop a hand over the side of that little boat and let fingertips release whatever is no longer needed or wanted, just simply letting it all go now. And the pure positive energy releases as well as strengthens you. And as it cleanses and clears you, and as you drift even deeper, you become even more relaxed, even more comfortably calm. And just comforting at a deeper level, your mind, your body, your whole being. For actually the pure positive energy, as well as comforting you and relaxing you, is rejuvenating you, refreshing you, replenishing. Let it in. Let the pure positive energy come to you and let it in. And there seems to be some restoring going on now, because you begin to get a sense of becoming yourself again, comfortable, relaxed, calm, and easy. That someone you know, recognizing your true self once again, that self-assured, confident you. And the pure positive waves of energy have truly done their good job now, because it becomes more apparent, those benefits, the feelings of refreshment, of being restored, of becoming realigned. And the knowledge that the pure positive energy, golden path, is always here when there's ever a feeling of need for it. It's always available, replenished, and sensing a deep inner comfort now, as though made new from within, like you have a clean slate. And it's just right timing from this point now to imagine an image of yourself at the top of your symbolic staircase. We call it your symbolic staircase because it's sort of in its well-lit way, with its steady handrail to the right and to the left, the 21 steps leading down. We kind of like to spotlight an image of you in radiant health, as though to see, sense, and feel yourself at the top of that symbolic staircase, in just the way you'd like to see yourself. Feeling good, healthy and strong, confident and self-assured, and every aspect of you just really embracing that image of you in radiant health and being really appreciative of it. Let it grow and strengthen in your mind, holding it as a pure thought of goodness, so that every step down now reinforces these ideas as the pure positive energy still is with you and flowing every step of the way. Now at 20, reinforcing these ideas at 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And just drifting deeper now into the positive domain, knowing that negatives have already dissipated and disintegrated, having had the refreshment of the pure positive energy and the imaging of radiantly healthy you, we begin to have full appreciation for these imaginings, these connections. And sometimes, as we take this journey today, in full appreciation of others who have come to our lives, who have offered kindnesses and love, we want to appreciate them. And so within that flow of a few or many, every once in a while, we might notice, well, there's that one person that maybe I'd like to have a little more understanding or compassion for. And really, it could be interesting to imagine and visualize connecting with that person in a new kind of way to sort of open the door to seeing them in a different way. Maybe to even experience them or experience myself differently in relationship to them. And so with that thought, we open the door of your imagination even wider. And we begin to embrace the idea of being thankful for this person, even though sometimes it might have been difficult with this person. We're going to embrace an idea of some compassion and some willingness to experience a little something different. And so with that door of imagination a little wider now, where any or all of the senses can heighten, let's imagine being in a comfortable place that you know well. It might be at home, or maybe somewhere in nature. It's just comfortable. It's where you might be comfortably able to be with this person that you're bringing to mind, who could be like a significant other, or maybe a dear friend, or maybe a relative. So you imagine being in a comfortable quietness. And there's a sense of relief. There's space all around. And perhaps this is a time where it could be important to discover something new. And so in this discovery of something new, something more, wonder what it might be like to imagine this other person right there in the room or this place where you are, where it's comfortable and quiet. And they're standing there. And that curiosity could help to suspend logic for a bit, like a different something could occur. Imagining it, what could be. And in that moment of possibility, some say, when looking deeply into another's eyes, and still deeper and deeper, until there really is a sense of them, a new something opens up, allowing a comfortable way of knowing them even more. As though to think and imagine about this, what it might be like to step into their place, as though to become them, to become this other person, imagining it could be so, and come to know what it's like being this other person. As though to look through their eyes into the world. So to think about this, to imagine about this, perhaps now there could be this sense of becoming them. And as you get that, what seems important? Imagine it in all its possibility. How does it feel emotionally to be this other person? What do you come to know about what their viewpoint is? How does the world seem through their eyes? By opening up to this idea, awareness becomes more comfortable. Imagine moving about as this other person. What's that like to move around as though to be them? And what does that bring to this imagining? And now for something more. What is important to notice and come to know about your way of being as you are looking through their eyes at you. Look through their eyes at you and notice your behavior from this other person's point of view. With this perspective, take a few moments here to really get the feel of being them and how they deal with the mystery of you. Looking through the eyes of this other person as they're viewing you and finding out how they view you and noticing what you do notice about yourself from this other person's perspective. For deeper understanding, let it be revealed. And just notice what comes to mind. What's this experience like? Notice all that you can notice about this. Viewing yourself through the eyes of someone that you might care a great deal about, or from the eyes of the someone you want to understand better, and coming to know not only about them but about yourself in a different way through their perspective. And when ready, imagine moving out of their image and becoming fully yourself again. You are you. They are who they are. And now, what do you notice? What do you notice about yourself? What do you notice about them? Imagine and think about your way of being, and imagine and think about theirs. Maybe there could be even more understanding now. Perhaps noticing if there's anything else that seems important about this experience. And what might be more heightened in the way of compassion for this other person, for yourself? And perhaps as you think about all this and imagine about all this, more comes your way in just right timing. And in just right timing, more becomes revealed. But simply allow this imagining to work in a positive way for you, to perhaps come to know yourself better, come to know this other person better, and to understand more, to have compassion more for yourself and for this other person, and to look at this as a willingness to appreciate yourself, and appreciate your willingness to take this journey today, knowing that as you're beginning to feel this experience in the fulfillment, in all its totality and unity, and so now back to the whole integrated being you, the you that you are, the oneness of you who has been cleansed and cleared by the pure positive energy, who has opened to receive and allow something different, something new in the way of understanding compassionately another person in a new kind of way. And to just really appreciate this journey within yourself and this other one. Thank yourself for it. And allow yourself to be aware more easily and effortlessly of all there is in your life now that you can thank and appreciate. And so this is what we call now a positive focusing. And a positive focusing like this can only bring about positive results as we recognize the good qualities of these images and the wonders of imagination. We drift a little deeper and reinforce the good, the positive, and the true at zero. And we begin to bring back these good feelings. And even really how beautiful this kind of discovery is. Within and without, all around, pure positive energy is yours. Now at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release as we begin to bring back that good feeling. Two, realizing where you are, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.